Blog Talk Radio.
Hello, Patriots. Sorry about that last episode. I'm taking flack because I'm over the target, and I'm going to drop my payload, okay? You want to hear what's really going on? Thank you for stopping by, Lori and Company. Show is at noon. Most days, but most days I have troubles because of the interference I'm receiving. I don't want to blame it on the platform provider. Everyone else seems to be having no problems being heard. Of course, I have to have a problem. I just did what I thought was a good show, and it was all for nothing. So from now on, I have to record my shows and not have live shows because, or have any callers calling in, because my audio gets screwed with while I'm online. And I have to say to you people, you know, this wickedness that's in charge of the internet, they can do anything. They can go on your desktop, move files, delete files. They've gone through all of my stuff. I talked to my friend Judy. She had her stuff being all worked, looked at. Okay, these people are demonic, okay? And if they're white hats, they sure don't act like it because they harass people. They make life hard. So I am going to be taking a sabbatical, okay? The only reason I'm still doing this is because I knew something was coming and I thought it was important to try to get people all on the same page. But I'm getting absolutely nothing out of this except exhaustion and frustration and crying a lot, okay, because when I'm going through things, I'm, you know, having memories of stuff that I ask God to take away. Okay, so that's why it's really painful, because in order for me to remember it, so I can write about it and talk about it, God had to give me back my memories, all right? And they're not very good memories, so some of them. So I'm saying to you that this has been so difficult. I wish my last show that I just did a few minutes ago, well, I finished it a few minutes ago, but it was at noon. I wish it was audible because I thought it was a nice show. So I'm like spending an hour wasting my time, plus the time that goes into preparing. So I don't think that I'm going to be here for a while. I just want to bring your attention to the ValleyCenterStampede.com. They're calling it the Valley Center Memorial Festival. And it's at Star Valley Park on Valley Center Road. On my GETTR.com. Lori and Company, or Lori Company B, and Lori Parrish, and Laura Bella. I put the information that you need to know about the upcoming event. There's also the Western Days coming, and then there's going to be the event in June or July. I have it on the calendar over at blog.laurabella for the Reawaken America, Time to Free America tour. and in August is going to Rochester. So I'm hoping, I'm praying, I relatives on the East Coast are listening so that they will go to this event because it's going to be near enough that they all can come from New York City and New Jersey and from Vermont. And they can come and they can be enlightened and they can also be inspired and they can be involved and they can be in circle. Okay, so it's not too much to ask. Okay, I mean, do you really think that brother, your uncle, your cousin Leo would have chosen somebody that was not worthy of his being married to for all these decades? Okay, I'm not asking you to do anything for me personally. Nobody helped us when we were in big trouble. They came out to go on a cruise and have a good old time, but then, of course, think about, you know, what it was like for us. So, you know, I'm having a real hard time saying nice about this. Okay, I'm asking you to pay attention to this broadcast, and I'm asking you to share it. And the information that's on blog.laurabella.com. Okay, that's all I'm asking you to do. If you don't want to support the fundraiser, that's fine. You don't want to support the event fund so I can do another 9/11 tribute, that's fine. I'll find another way. When I post this next thing, I ask you to share it and use it because I'm going to have to go offline if I don't have anything coming in. Okay, they wrecked my businesses. They've wrecked the nursery. They've wrecked all of our plans. You know, everything has been wrecked. Right, how much more do I have to spell it out for you? Okay? And they'll just keep picking us off one after another. All right. I don't want to do this way, but I guess I have to do it this way because I'm not going to spend an hour talking and have my whole conversation, my whole thing garbled up. I'm not doing that, right? What happened with my last couple of shows? Are you doing that to other people or just me? Because I am going to leave, and guess what? It helps your business, Blog Talk Radio, to have someone like me talking about your stupid platform. So for it to be that I'm getting constantly bombarded by outside interference and flack and garbling and static, makes you look bad, doesn't make me look bad. Hey, you're the ones that keep screwing it up. I've used this platform for a long time. I know how it works. So stop screwing with me. Again, I'm in the middle of doing something and it goes and I get completely taken out of the browser and over to another thing. I mean, it's like they want me to not do this, but that makes me fight harder. So stand up, people, okay? I can't do this by myself. Help Mike Lindell. Spent $30 million of his own money trying to fight the Dominion rigged machines. Yeah, they were rigged. It's all coming out, you evil scum. And Trump has lost billions because he put all of his personal business stuff on hold while he was president. And he donated his salary while he was president every year. Yeah, he gave it to the veterans. And people turn your back on him. You kind of tell him, oh, you get over it, you know, just move on. We want DeSantis. He's less controversial. President Trump deserves to be president because he won, okay? Since when do Americans just say, oh, well, that's, you know, that's not the way it worked out. Better luck next time. Hey, this man was cheated out of his rightful place, out of his throne, okay? We want to put it that way. He was supposed to be our leader. That's what God intended. And if you don't understand that, then you're stupid, okay? So don't be pushing on, oh, yeah, we're going to. DeSantis is a great guy. He's a young man. He has plenty of time. President Trump is supposed to be the president. We need him. He is the person, okay? So stop abandoning him, you know, like a bunch of rats jumping off ships. All right? Get with the tide, okay? The tide is turning. And the tide is bringing in good things. but it's not going to be unless we have unity, right? Another rhyme. Anyway, I'm not going to be ranting. I already spent an hour of my time talking, and the cabal made sure that my words were garbled. I'm trying to reach my family members. Okay, they're sick. They need help. They need to be at an event like the one in Rochester coming up in August. They'll have their eyes open. They've been brainwashed. They're leftists. Especially my one other sister, she's turned into a communist, okay? So I need help to get the word out. I can't call them because then they'll be under siege. They'll be under attack. Do you understand, people? I need you to stop screwing with this broadcast. If you have any control of it, make it stop. Or this whole thing is going to go down the tubes, and we've been so close, but we would have missed it. Okay, that's how close we are to turning things around. You keep screwing with key people. I mean, other people besides me are having this, but not any leftists, not any of the mainstream media is having troubles. Okay, whoever is in control of this system, you sort it out. Because guess what? The FCC is a tech job. If you can't keep the spies out, if you can't keep the people that make threats and the people that hack in and all the other things, then you're not worth being in business, are you? You're not worth being helped by taxpayers, okay? Same thing with AT&T. If you can't help make it that people's phones are secure, then you shouldn't be in business. Same thing with the internet companies. If you can't secure, we shouldn't have to pay to have security, okay? That's supposed to be part of the deal, okay? You have an obligation, a fiduciary responsibility. So do your damn jobs. I'm tired of doing your job because you're all so cowardly and afraid to speak up. Oh, yeah, I may send one of my leftist friends. If they're that easily offended, then they're not really your friends. All right, I'm going to move on. I'm going to say what I want to say quickly. I really was very calm and very happy about my last show, and it's all down the drain. So that gets me in a pissed off mood, and then I say stuff I don't want to say. Talking about the hand signals. I think I mentioned in the past that my brother knew Semaphore because he was in the Coast Guard. My brother was such an amazing guy. And his friends were too. But I was thinking about signals and hand signals, and I was thinking about the, you know, people flipping the bird at people. And I have been guilty of that because it kind of sums up how you're feeling when you do that, like, stick it, you know. And I think they say in England, they say, stuff it. I don't think it's much nicer. But anyway, so I was thinking about hand signals, and I was thinking about the letter L. It ties into my, you know, liberty and life and live and laugh and love and blink and learn. So I was thinking about the letter L, so I put my hand out in front of me because I was trying to get my pup to sit and behave. And I realized, it's like I'm giving him the L sign. You know, I have my finger pointing up and my thumb pointing out, and my other fingers against my palm. So I'm giving him like the L sign. So I started thinking about that's how we have to change the culture. That, you know, when you want to bless someone, you want to do something nice, you know, you put your hand up and give them the L. It means, hey, have life, have laughter, have learning, and have love, and, you know, all the things that go into that, have liberty. So if you put up your left hand, you give them the opposite of that, right? So you don't have to, you know, flip the bird. You just put your hand up, your left hand up, and you're giving them the opposite of life, liberty, love, learning, laughter. You know, so you're doing, you're basically, you know, saying that because our young people are becoming very, very profane and cursing and being, using words they shouldn't use and knowing about sex thanks to these whack job leftists that like to teach little kids about sex and sexual positions and have them read pornography. And then when the parents go to the school boards and say, why are you putting this in my kid, telling my kid to memorize this and read it? And then they tell the parent, well, you can't use those words in the school board. Well, you're making my kid learn this profanity. They're putting in books like The Bluest Eye, like dreaming and Cuban, which are way, way too sexual for even high school kids, okay? It's not literature. It's not the classics. They're polluting our kids. So we're taking our kids away. And I say we, I mean we the people. You're going to rue the day that you messed with us, okay? We are so, so fed up. Schools and the private schools are already going to start filling up, and the Ivy League schools that are filled with communists and traitors, they're going to be empty. Have fun teaching to a bunch of Marxists and radicals. You'll see how long you'll last in teaching. Okay, you want to teach garbage? You're going to have garbage for students. Okay, that's how it's going to go. Okay, so you better get your heads on straight and stop destroying our America. Oh, we're coming for you, okay? And that's not a threat. I'm telling you that it's going to happen. You're going to be afraid to go out on the street, okay? Because we can be just as nasty and just as violent as you people, but we just don't because we're decent people. You're not. We don't want anything to do with you. All right, I'm getting off because I'm finding myself getting very upset. I'm going to upload some pictures to try to show you what's going on. You know, I'm bogged down doing, I have so much, like everybody else, I'm not saying I'm special, but I have so much going on, so many ideas, so many things that are half the things I forgot to do, and it's like a whirlwind, okay? And I need to take a break, but I'm afraid if I go away that what I know we're close to having happen isn't going to happen. So I need to find a way to get this message to my family on the East Coast so that they will go to the event in August, okay? And I have another person down in Florida who's a key person. I'm not going to say her name, but she's a CPA. And, you know, you got to get to the one that's near you in Myrtle Beach, okay? You've got to tell your friends, okay? And you've got to, this has got to be like passing a lantern. We just keep passing the torch until people are all in the light, okay? All right, I am not going to stay on. I'm going to go have a life. The event on the 27th and the 28th is important, okay? So 3 days away. I am not a vendor there, but I'm putting a call out to David, who knows Winston, who knows Lee. Get over to the rodeo. You were here for the last thing in September. This one is important. If I were you, I would be setting up your photography booth and doing old-timey pictures. And I've got stuff for you if you need it, clothing and gowns and that kind of stuff. David is an award-winning photographer and a good man. He needs to be a baker. And he is very involved in the Hispanic community. And our Hispanic community is also being hurt by the influx of drugs and also the language barrier, as well as joblessness. Because when companies go under, you know, jobs go away, and a lot of companies are leaving the state. 3.2 million have already left people. There's a lot of them are business owners, okay? People are abandoning California, and California needs help, okay? We need a lifesaver, and it sure as heck is not any Democrat or independent that has stepped up to the plate. Peters putting down President Trump, acting like he did something bad to the veterans. He's the one that got the veterans help. I know that from personal experience, and you're putting down conservatives. You spend money like a drunken sailor as John McCain, who's now dead. Get it? Dead? As in, yeah. He used to say spending money like drunken sailors. And John McCain was in the Navy, and he caused a lot of deaths with his, maverick activity, landing on flight decks and killing people because he was hot dogging it. Yeah, so don't you dare try to take over more of California with your lies and cheating. Okay, California is a red state with Democrats cheating to stay in office. And we're not stupid, okay? You can go rule San Francisco. That can be your own little country up there, you know. Look at what I posted on Getter.com, Lori Parrish, about what's happening in San Francisco. And I saw that, too, with my own eyes when our son went to work his first job there when he got out of college. He's from the area that Devin Nunes is from. When he went to college, he was up in that area. So I know what paradise is like. It's called paradise up there in near Chico. So, university. So, you know, just, I'm telling you, just stop it, okay? We're taking you Democrats out of power because you're illegally in office. So you did it to yourself, okay? You bunch of lunatic perverts. You can't have our kids. That's my final message. All right, I'm going to get off. I need to take a break because I shouldn't have to struggle so hard just to do this when it's not even anything in it for me. I'm going to be posting some images that link to a site that I'm supposed to be getting some help from as far as to try to raise money for the scholarship and for the event. And I need you, when you see me post it, I need you to use it. All right. The last time somebody made sure that the September 11th, 2021 event did not go the way it should. I mean, everything that could go wrong went wrong. I mean, it's so, even the guy who runs the Moose Lodge got very sick. So, you know, we are out here in California, and this is where God put us. So I'm standing up, and you got to stand up in your own state, in your own area. Valley Center, Stampede.com, Valley Center Western Days. I explain on those Getter feeds what you can do to make it worth your time and trouble and expense to get here, because there's lots of things to do, and it's all related to this, you know, Great Awakening. Not the global reset that the leftover Nazis are pushing. I'm talking about something wonderful, okay? Choose your side, because there won't be any going back if you choose the wrong way. All right. Be brave, be bold, and we'll all be free. God bless you. And with that, I'm going to play the song that is... Link that on the bottom there, Operation Rainbow, Rainbow theme song. I think it's very uplifting. Has to do with, you know, being able to get on your feet again after, and recover after you've gone through rough times, whether it be addictions or layoffs or breakups or whatever it might be. And for me, I got through it because of God. And I can't really say that it was because of family and friends, because by that point I realized that I was, you know, needed to, you know, keep, another long story. It's all in my book. I've only told you maybe a quarter of what, you know, there is. And it's a story that can help a lot of people, and then it's something in it for everyone. So anyway, Kash Patel wrote a book called, Plot to Kill the King. And that's exactly what they did. Hillary Clinton, she didn't, you know, order Trump to be killed. Well, maybe she did, but it didn't work. He probably had, you know, 24 attacks on his life, but she did order him to be smeared and ruined and to be not doing things. And I've had military people say to me that President Trump didn't do what he said he would do. Well, you know, how much could you get done if you were having, you know, your whole life turned upside down and having people in your company not following your orders, not doing what you want, bad-mouthing you, making sure memos don't get delivered, making sure that you're on safe, it's unsafe for you to go in public, that directives that you give are undermined. I mean, that's what that little piece of crap Vindman did, okay? He went and talked to China and said, don't worry, we'll give you a heads up if we do anything to strike back against your what you're doing to us. I mean, we have such a sewer, a septic cesspool in D.C. We can't just, put some Drano in and it goes away. It's going to have to be totally cleaned out. And the people that did this, that had no problem with cheating in elections for decades, that had no problem with taking payoffs and not do things that were good for America, and no problem with overtaxing Americans without actually having us vote on it, but are going to be removed. These days are numbered. God will take you out. Not us, the people. God is going to strike you down dead. Right? So there'll be people keeling over left and right. Some of them, it's not because God's taking them out because of wrath. It's because they're sick, and they're sick because of the jab. I have lots of information about that. I have personal experience with that. So pay attention. Pay attention. Get your head out of the sand. Sorry. I just can't do this. I shouldn't have to go through this, okay? And I wouldn't be doing this if it wasn't so important. Because it sure is not pleasant. Been really a bad experience, especially when you spend your own money to do something and everyone turns their back on you. Like, Rudolph the Red-Nosed Reindeer. You don't get to play in the reindeer games. But I'm glad that somebody has the community support to do the PallyCenterStampede.com. What I'm calling the best in the West can be best. To get to it on the 27th and the 28th, the memorial part of it is free. But the other parts, which are interesting, and with the vendors and all that, that's $20 a ticket. They still need vendors. Good thing about having a table, being a vendor at that event, is that it's very reasonable. I think it's $125, and you get to keep your proceeds. And so many businesses have gone under because of how expensive it is to advertise or to participate in, outdoor things. I mean, it was my idea to tell the Welk about doing a farmer's market right after I came to this area. And then they wouldn't let me participate because the guy that was in charge of it knew I had more experience than he did, and so he was intimidated, and so he just never answered, my emails and my phone calls. But it's a farmer's market at the Lawrence Wealth Resort every Monday, and one on once a month on Sundays up at Hidden Meadows, Boulder Mountain Golf Course, Mountain Meadows Golf Course. I can't remember the name of the golf course up there. That's another thing, too, if you come out to this festival. There's a lot of things to do, including golf courses and fishing and the planetarium. Or it's not a planetarium. It's an observatory. Wineries. There's casinos, if you're into that. There's headliners at the casinos right now. The ocean's, 18 miles away. San Diego is a little further, but Children's Museum there and the Museum of Music, Children's Museum in Escondido, Wild Animal Park. I think they call it Safari Park now. That's Wild Animal Park. I mean, all kinds of really cool stuff. And then the Autumn Museum, the Deer Park Deer Park Winery. There's even a place in Valley Center that rescues otters. Sea otters, and my twin loves sea otters. And it's booked up for years, but you can go swimming with the sea otters. I mean, how cool is that? And the Birch Aquarium, down San Diego has seahorses, and we all, my twin, well, me too, like seahorses. I think they're interesting. So, you know, plan your time while you're here, because there's going to be a lot to do if you are in the area and you're not going to be coming back for a while. You definitely want to make it worth your while. And I posted a link for things to do and places to stay in San Diego, and it's one of 101 things to do. All right. If you know someone who goes to the SEEK Educational Center in Escondido, tell them about the event, because we need the SEEKs, because so many of the children that have been trafficked are from countries with big populations that are poor, and the kids go missing all the time. And one of those that hit hardest is Punjabi Indian community. And that's a very difficult language, as is Vietnamese and, a lot of very difficult languages. So we need people that can interpret so that they can help these children get back to their parents. Anyway, I'm going to get off. I'm going to ask you to be brave, be bold, and we'll all be free. And then I'm going to ask that you say prayers at the cabal falls. Because when America is free, then we can free the rest of the world. I declare this in the name of Jesus Christ Almighty. Amen. Okay, bye-bye. Take care.